just trying to cut time because we have to learn tomorrow. Okay, we are on... What? Okay, we are up to Yud Beis Amud Aleph. We are up to Lashkar. It's the beginning of the line. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Again, we're learning Divrei Hayamim now. As I mentioned before...
Cover your mouth with a Kleenex.
As I mentioned before... I forgot what number line I said I'm up to, but it doesn't make a difference. Oscar's at the beginning of line, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, about 10th line in. And we're learning Divrei Hayamim now, where the psukim refer to people by names that they're not real names, but they define the person. We're still talking about Kalev. And we're saying the pasuk says, Ulashkar Avit Tekuah, Hayishtei Nashim. Ashkar, the father of Tekuah, that's the simple terz, chat, had two wives, Chalav and Ara. Ashkar is a Kalev. Ashkar is another name for Kalev. The Lama Nikrishmai Ashkar, Shahushkaru Panav Betanias. He fasted so many so long, that his face blackened from tinyas. So trashy. Shahushkaru Panav, Shakibal Olav Tinyas Arbe, Shinatsu Matas Meraglim. He fasted a lot of times that he should be saved from that Tas Meraglim. It's an amazing thing. You know, we read the Chumash and we learn Rashi. He went to Davin by the Avos. He was the one that writes and says, Ayove at Chevron, so Rashi, Kalev came to Chevron. And he Davin by the Kivri Avos. It's true. The Pasuk says that, and that's how Rashi learns. And Rashi didn't make it up. It's Chazal. However, here the Gemara is telling you there was a lot more behind that. He fasted many, many times till his face darkened so he should be saved from being involved in the Meraglim. The pressure was so intense that he shouldn't be different, that he fasted for Shatta the Shemaya.
He went up there when he was doing the fine, but when did he go there?
But they went to Mirag, as the Miragma went. No. Okay. Avi, what is Avi Tekua? Shenasa Lokav. He became to his wife like a father, meaning he took care of his wife, Zotrashi, with Asik Barber, Fuas, Umazaina, Sachvichan Lechaila, to take care of her needs. Like the food and the medicines, whatever refuah she needed. He took care. He became like the father to Miriam. Took care of Miriam. Now, according to deal with the fact, isn't every husband mechuyav to pay for refuahs of his wife? Like, what are we making a big to-do over this? So, according to get involved in a shayla, and I'll just put the shayla out there. I'm not here to pass the shaylas. Is a husband mechuyav for refuah of his wife that was there preconditioned? Or only for refuahs that develop after the marriage. Let's say a person marries a woman that's suffering from an illness. Now, one of the chiyuvim of a husband is to spend money for refuah of his wife. That's part of taking care of his wife. That a person assumes, includes refuah. Now, how about the refuah that she, the sicknesses that she had before? To Shailan Dachroinim, one of them want to bring a rye from here. Since we're pointing out that Kalev took care of Miriam's refuah, Mashmi did something beyond the letter of the law. Because if it's the letter of the law, why would we be stressing this? That's what I want to, again, I'm not passing a law to Maisa, just bringing up what the Achorinim bring a riot from this Gemara. Later. Tekua, Shetaka Asli by Lab Shemayim. Again, Tekua is a name for Kalev. He, Tekua Shetaka, Archko attached himself,
fastened his heart
to the Rabbi Nishlalim. And as you've noticed over the last day, is that we're spending a lot of time in color resistant to Meraglim. Obviously, it wasn't so simple. You're talking about Meraglim who were Tzadikim, Anashim, Harashi says Tzadikim are you? They left the Tzadikim. They made a cheshbon, whatever their cheshbon was, and we're not going there now, not learning Chumash, but whatever cheshbon the Meraglim made, they made as from their perspective, and they tried to persuade Kalev, who resisted. And yet, because of that, the Pasuk spent a lot of time pointing out his avodah that he did in order to resist the Atzas Meraglim. Right to the Gemara. Is that how you stay, Nashim? What does it mean he had two wives? We're talking about Miriam. Nashim Miriam to stay Nashim. Miriam became two wives. What does that mean? Two stages in her life. Chala v'nara. Loi chala v'nara havoi. Wasn't her name. And the betchila chala v'lubesayv nara. She started up sick and ended up healthy. Rashi? Dr. Rashi?
Nara is healthy?
Nara, we'll see in a second. Rashi chala chayli. Sayv nara. She nisraba mechoya. She got healed from her illness. The chazra betayir panim. Her face, her appearance turned to nara. She became looking like a young girl, meaning she got healthy and like returned to a state of like being a young girl. That's how healthy she became.
Rejuvenated.
What does the article say? Rejuvenated?
No.
Right there. Ublei chala tsaras v'tsoihar. I'm probably pronouncing the words right. Wrong. What does the pasuk read exactly? Tsaras? The Teichar, the Esnan. Now, this is referring to Miriam's children. Who are these children? So again, we're saying this is defining Miriam. This is Divrei Hayamim. So when it says Uvnei, it's a definition. Tzaras, she nasa tzara l'chavertok. She became competition to her friends, which means they were all jealous of her beauty. She became such a beautiful woman that other women had a certain amount of jealousy towards her because of her beauty. Tzaychar, Shaypanah, Daimim Katsarayim. So even though it was a ches, we darshan like a hey, ches and hair interchangeable, and we say that she was as beautiful as the noon, as the sun, meaning she was really beautiful. Esnan, Shkalaraya Isamarlach Esnan Leisha, Nishtai. Somebody who saw her went home and bought his wife a present so she should be willing to have a relationship because Miriam made people want to have a shaykhus to a woman. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, B'nei Chalu, B'nei Chalu, Shenivna, she got built, V'nisrapeth, and got healed, V'shumbachim haya. Her attributes that she picked up when she got healed were very praiseworthy. The Esteres, Rashi says Tzaihar, even though the Pasuk you said Tzaihar. The Gemara said Tzaihar. Oh, yeah. That's not. Tzarlach Averisel, Miskanes B'yavyo, they were jealous of her beauty. Vailach Esnan L'isha, Shem Misavel L'mishkav Nashim. Seeing Miriam made women want to live with their wives. It's a way of pointing out how she turned the table, went from one extreme to the other extreme. She was so sick that before we said Urias, she looked pale, she looked like totally sickly, and she went from being sickly to being an unbelievably beautiful woman. This all happened in Miriam's transformation from Chala to Nara. The way Chazal darshan it is that these are descriptions of the person, not their actual children.
It's never called these names necessarily.
Again, I wasn't there. I think it's just saying that people went to their own wives. I mean, they didn't do anything wrong. Don't take my right term. We're going back to the story of Moshe Rabbeinu. Pari made exeri even on his nation. There were three stages in his gzerah. His first gzerah was, he told the Yaldos, kill the boys. When that didn't work, as we learned earlier, they went out to the fields, right? It didn't work. First of all, Miriam and Yocheved weren't doing it. Number two is they went out to the fields to have babies. Takasatapuach didn't work. So he said, they made it zero, all boys should be thrown into the river. Again, it didn't work either, granted. His stargazers told him that the baby that saves Klal Yisrael is going to be born today, and they didn't know whether it was be a Jew or a guy. So he made it zero that everybody should throw their baby into the river for that period of time. Till Moshe Rabbeinu was thrown into the river. The day Moshe Rabbeinu was thrown into the river, his stargazers told him, the kid that we were looking for was thrown into the river. And then he took away the Xera. So Moshe Rabbeinu was the last baby to be thrown in the river. Rashi. Look to Rashi. The stargazers told him, we don't know if he's a guy or a yid. Amad v'kibbet kolavai, he gathered his nation, and he asked them to give him all people burned that day. The gods of Aval Amai, he did even on the Egyptians.
It wasn't one day this week, according
to Rashi. No, it was not. It was from the day he was born till the day he was thrown into the river.
In other words, stargazers knew there would be a long period of time from the time he was
born? No, yes. They didn't see the baby thrown into the river in their stargazing. They he was going to be born today. Doesn't mean everybody listens. Doesn't mean everybody followed Parah's orders.
So he put out three
Xeris
in one day?
No. This is over over a period of time. First Xeris was killed the baby.
When was
there
born? Is it for the day that Moshe was born?
Again, let's stop. The first day that happened, I don't know, let's say, I'll make it up. 4 months before, I just made that up.
Is that when they started throwing babies?
We don't know. Again, I don't know the answer to the question. It's saying there were three stages in the Xera. His first stage was kill the boys. Then he moved on and said, throw the boys into the river. That was only for Jewish boys. Because he was out to eradicate the Jewish nation. That had nothing to do with the water, the thing. Then his stargazers told them, we don't know who it's going to be, yid or a guy. So he made a gzera, all babies born today should be thrown into the river. Now that doesn't mean they listened to him. That was the gzera he made. So the stargazers said he's still not in the river. Till they told Parah he's already in the river. That happened 3 months later, 6 months later, by the way.
When they said that the baby was...
3 months later, I'm sorry.
As if they were telling him the baby's gone.
They didn't say that. They said he's in the water.
I mean, at some point they stopped.
That's when the Xera stopped. The baby's in the water.
More than he could... Again, the midwives, they said that the... Well, Israel is able to give birth without a midwife. Fine. So, we'll just send policemen at the birth and take care of them there. Well, you have to go to it's all telling you, it's all besides Miriam and Yocheved. Just get a policeman, just like you did by how you overtouched the coup is going on. He has his own people doing it, right? So, but when they're given birth, just take them. I mean, they didn't know that? They didn't...
I don't know. Vayelech Ishmi Beis Levi. Lehechen Halach. What does it mean he went? Where did he go? I'm Rabbi Yehuda Bar Zvina, Shehalach Batzatz Mitai. He went following his daughter's counsel. Tana. Okay, now let me read this whole story before we have questions. Amram Gadol Hadar Haya. Amram was the greatest in his generation. He was respected, esteemed, as the leader of Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim. This was fact. Kivin Gazar, Pare HaRasha, Klal Ben HaYilad HaYoret HaShluchu. Once Pare said, all babies, all sons go into the river. Amr L'Shavonu HaMelem. So he said, you know, we're wasting our time having children. Amr L'Girish V'Zishtai. I should have children that should be thrown into the river. So he stopped, he divorced his wife. That's what Amram did. So what happened is, because he was the God Lador, Amdu Kula Begirshus Nishisayim, there became a massive movement, follow the God Lador. He's telling us it doesn't pay to have kids to be thrown into the river. So they all divorced their wives. At that point, the marriages were over. I don't know. It says Kula, so I assume it's everybody. Amroloi Bittai. So Miriam, the six-year-old, told him, you know, you're worse than Parai. Your Xer is worse than Parai. Shapari le gazel al-tzharim. Parai wants to kill the boys. Viata, by you divorcing Yecheved and causing this divorces, gazar tal al-tzharim al-nekeved. you are making sure there's no girls either. Pare leglezer b'olam hazeh. Pare taking away their life in this world. The yata by preventing births b'olam hazeh b'olam haba. Because in order to get olam haba, a child has to be born. If he's not born, there's no olam haba. Now there are madiyamim that said you need more, but this gemara is going with the madiyamim that says that once a child is born, he can be zayichel olam haba. You're preventing that. The boys will be born, they'll be thrown into the river, but they'll go right to Elam Abba. You're making sure they don't get born. If they don't get born, they don't go to Elam Abba. Pari Rasha, notice that now she added the word Rasha before the other two, it doesn't say it. Savik Miskayamis, Gizirasai, Savik Miskayamis. It's a Savik whether people will keep it or not. There's no 100% guarantee the Pari Gizira works. Ata Savik, but you're a Savik, and people follow you. Bavadish Gizirasai Miskayamis. Your Xavier is going to work. Everybody divorced their wives. You're going to accomplish what Pari might not have been able to accomplish. Shenemar, Batig Zeraimer, you decree and said, Vayakam Bach, and it works. When a tzaddik says, it works. You're worse than Pari. Amad Vehechzeres Ishtai. So Amram remarried his wife. Amdu Kulam Vehechzeres Nishisayim. Everybody went. So Vayelach means he followed his daughter's advice. His daughter persuaded him that it wasn't right. It wasn't the right thing to do to cause all these massive divorces because the result will be worse than Pare's result. Rashi, Dr. Rashi, I don't know if I read it before. Betchila b'amisa ma'isai, ha'ilai ha'ishuv shaymram. The first one, Zayre didn't send police officers. Samachami aladis. Tashlichu shaheishuv shaymram bekasurim mazaver. So Rashi points out that the second Zera means he appointed officers. Ram Kohn's question was, why did he appoint officers to kill? Why did he need to throw them in the river? I don't know. Maybe because that was the cheshma we had in the Gemara earlier, that he wanted to use water. If he had to do something, he wanted to do water. Can I finish to Rashi? Ulebesayim halo amayka de parishas. V'kibin shavar hayayim adayin rayin it's the gunav shalei lakav. So Hamid Hagzeirad Yom Shlush Lachlor. That's what I wanted to tell you before. The stargazer didn't say the baby's in the water. He kept the Gzeira till Moshe was thrown into the river. God Vladar Hayev Hakol Nishmam Ladvar Valaschorim Valanekevus Shloy Yalidu Leizachar Valanekevum. They won't give birth at all. Elabaylam Hazeh Shinoldu Mameisim the Chayzim Bechaim Ein Leilam Abba. They get killed, but they get to be go to Leilam Abba. Atzer Gzair to Leilam Hazeh Leilam Abba. Shekiva Shainim Nolodim, Einim Bohem Leilam Abba. Yes, Doctor.
As far as sending people around to check, I seem to recall in Medrash, although I could be working correct, that the reason why Yechevet had Moshe Rabbeinu all his own early.
Then why should I talk about it?
Okay.
We're going to get to it tomorrow. We're going to get to it tomorrow.
Okay. The other is, the way you explain Miriam's statement, that the word kol you're taking literally, that every single person would follow. We don't see that Matas and Zerum, and we also see that 80% at least of kol Yisrael wound up staying in Mitzrayim.
Again, I wasn't Miriam's statement.
Rashi gives a reason, but it seems that not everybody followed everything back.
Again, I can only say it wasn't Miriam's statement, it was the Gemara's statement.
Right.
Meaning it wasn't what Miriam said, it's what happened. The Gemara says, Amdu Kulon, and Rashi stresses it again. Vayakrel Nishma Mubarak. So, I can only say what the Gemara said. Yes, Rabbi Schatz.
The man
says
that, wanted to be politically correct, that person, make it look like an accident, that they just died naturally. If you don't want to do the Zayla, that you kill the Jews, you have to be eagerly.
Meaning with the original Gzeira. No, Avram's kasha was that once he decided to send officers to throw the babies into the river, why he just send officers to kill them by sword? That's what he... Once he got to the second step, then he sent the officers around. So I think it's because he said in the Dina B'mayim, the Gemara we had earlier, that he said we're going to use water. But again, I don't want to... I'm going to do something I don't like to do. What did Achrayim say? Why did he want the Mialdas to kill them? The Jewish Mialdas. There are other means. So the Ramban answers because he wanted to hide it. They are answered. The Pshat is Yid is not chayiv and harigas ubrim. Yid is not chayiv when he kills the fetus. Not chayiv mitzah. I'm not getting involved in abortion now. A guy is chayiv and harigas ubrim. It's considered reticha. So Parah didn't want to get a chayiv mitzah for killing fetuses. So he wanted a Yid to kill the fetuses. So he said, kill them before they're born. Right? Rishim al avnoyim. In beinu v'amit teraisim, kill them in utero. Meaning that way you won't be chayiv mitzah for murder. I would be chayiv mitzah for that murder. So therefore, that's why he wanted the Jewish midwives to do it. And then, again, I'm just saying over what this Achra says. He was teveya them we had yesterday. He asked them for a relationship. They said no. So he said, because they answered him, or at least he was afraid they would answer him, we're not allowed to kill Ubram too. We're not any different. We're still before Matan Torah. We don't have that chiyah thing. So he said, so fine, let's have a relationship. And it's just they'll tell him they don't want a relationship with the Shagans. So are you Jewish or are you not Jewish? Make up your mind. It was like a Mamonov Shaki was coming to them for. If you're Jewish, have a relationship with him. Don't, you can kill the babies. If you're not Jewish, have a relationship with me. That's what one of the Achrayim say. It's a nice word, beautiful. But again, it could be the water. It was because of the thing in the Dinah B'mayim.
Moshe was born how much after this?
We're going to, all this is we're learning right now. That's why we're learning this Gemara. I don't want to say anything because the Gemara is going to say. So why should I speculate?
He was born afterwards.
The Gemara is going to say
that. That's maybe why Moshe became Mikol Adam.
Okay.
Why?
But
his father,
Ron, please, I really don't want to go there.
You gotta listen to the girl.
Okay, right.
What are you listening to your kid for?
Because she was in the via, that's why. Yikach is mashma new marriage. This was not a new marriage. This was a taking back. Made a huge chasana. It wasn't the second wedding. It was the first wedding. He put her in a carriage. Aaron and Miriam were dancing. The reason he did that, Achrayim say, is that everybody should see that he remarried her publicly. That way, everybody would go and take back their wives. That's why he made a chasana instead of just taking her back in a quiet oven. Hold on, wait a second. There are three people talking at the same time. I can't answer three, probably not even answer one, but let's try one. Yes, Ramesha. Ramesha Freud, I'll get to you in a minute, Dr. Ray. Yes.
He was made for the first time now?
No, I said he acted, Pusik says, by Yikach, which means first marriage. That's what the Gemara say. He took her back. Yikach is a mashma to new marriage. That's the Gemara's cut. And for the Gemara, he acted like it was a first marriage.
So most of the same thing with Miriam when
he is for a first marriage. I have no idea. I'm learning the Gemara. I'm not here to cover Kol HaTorah Kulo Al Regalachas. I can't do it. I'm not going places. I don't know. It doesn't say there by Yikach. It doesn't say by Yikach. Where does it say by Yikach?
Yisro.
It's not talking about marriage there.
I thought he was bringing her back to his family.
That's not marriage. But Yikach Yisro.
The question was whether Moshe got divorced.
That's a nice sickle. Tyra and Parshish Yisro, you can learn them before to talk about it. There's nothing to do with this, Gemara. I hate to do this. I try to be focused as much as I can without digressing. Yes, Dr. Bray.
I'm sorry. There's a custom that the children don't come to their parents' remarriage. Is that true?
I could have predicted this. Okay.
I'm glad I didn't disappoint you.
Who said they were there? Maybe they came to the meal. Maybe they came to the oof, to the bavarfa, to the chasentish. I don't know.
Mother and father's
not a second other person. That's also true. Baruch Meisha points out that it was the mother and father getting remarried. It's not going to a different woman, so why can't they show up to the wedding? That's probably the true answer. Okay. Don't think about my turn. As boss slavey. Yes, doctor.
If this is what we're saying, when my wife and I got married, in a religious marriage under Rabbi Greenblatt. My children
were there. Fine. At the boarding bar, my sister. At Bas Levi. Epsha Bas Meir Shleishim Shana Havah V'Kar Le'Bas. Bas Levi sounds like a young girl. She was 130 years old. Damar Abchana Bechanina. Who was Bas Levi? Zuya Heaven. She rasa b'derech. She got pregnant on the way down to Mitzrayim. Vili dasa ben achaymas, and she was born as they entered Mitzrayim. She nemar. She older. I saw the lady be Mitzrayim. B'dayik. Vili dasa ben Mitzrayim. Vein rasa ben Mitzrayim. Her mother came pregnant and gave birth as they entered Mitzrayim. She was number 70. Amar Abiyu. So the question is, why is she called Bas? Why is she called Bas Levi? She's an older woman. She's 130.
What other
now,
song
could be? What? What other song could be? Isha. Mayigach Isha. Be Bas Levi.
We'll call
B'nai Yisro. The difference between Ben and Bas. A Ben Tyra is a description of a person. We don't call a person a Bas Tyra.
It's my Ben.
And for the Gemara, also, again, it's a nice point you're making, but it still wouldn't be called Bas Levi. It would be called Isha. Vayikach Isha mi Bas Levi. Amar, now, I'm going to say the next piece of Gemara. There's many questions on it. Let me just finish the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yehuda by Zavina, Makish, I'm sorry, Shanol Dubai, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Shanol Dubai Simani Naris. She turned young looking. Let me explain. She had Miriam when she was 124. She had Aaron when she was 127. She had Moshe when she was 130. We seem to be interested in the fact that by Moshe's age, she turned young. Now, the Ramban and Chumash asks, why doesn't the Torah mention this name? We make a big to-do, I don't mean to cast ourselves anything wrong, about Sarah at 90. He was 130, 124, 127, or 130. The Ramban says, the Torah is not interested in telling me every nace that happens. The Torah only tells us nisim that were predicted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu before, and then they happen. To show us that the Ramban Hashem gives nevuah, tells us things that are going to happen, and then they happen. Nisim that happen without a prediction, the Torah doesn't write. That's what Ramban says in Chumash. So Mamela, it's not like a Navi told Yecheved, you will have a baby at 130, or at 124, or at 127. So the Torah doesn't bother writing it. But why are we making it to do now that she turned young at 130? She just had a baby at 127, and at 124. The answer is that her turning young was part of the Rabbi Nishlam's plan of Amram to carry, help Amram carry out his thing. Everybody should remarry. They'll say, he married Yecheved because he's 130, she's not going to have kids anyway. They're not going to the river. That would be the reaction of everybody else. Very nice that Amram remarried his wife, 130 years old. Her chances of having kids are close or not, or zero. She had, what, 127? Yeah, but now she's 130. Who's going to have a kid? So the Rabbi Nishlam turned into a Nara. And people could say, no, this lady is going to have children. Look how she looks. She's young-looking. Memela, it'll take away a taina that others can have, that Amram can remarry his wife, and we can't, we shouldn't, because Amram's not having children. It's very nice for him to remarry his wife. We're going to have children, and they're going to end up in the river. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned into a Nara. That's why the Pasuk tells us, Bas Levi, she turned young, and he took her back as a young girl. Everybody was a major chasana, public chasana. They had it in Landerhaven. I don't know where they had it. Big chasana. Caterers, music, kashya period, dancing. So people should get the message. This is what we're supposed to do also. Yes?
To amplify that Ramban, as Rashi points out, we've entered into the Kufa, one where there's a Kiyam and Nebuah, whereas there was not, that was not that Kufa under Amram Avinu Alashon. That, so therefore, the Kiyam and the Nebuah for Torah was especially remarkable, whereas we know from the
Seamus, which are used with Moshe and onwards, that this is the time when the shame shows the kiyum of the nebuah, and you have part of that.
Okay, I'm not going to get involved in just the opposite. Yocheved did not, was no nebuah about Yocheved. That's exactly what I'm about to say. So that's why it's not mentioned in the Torah.
You're right, I'm wrong. You're right.
Rabbi, I don't get it early.
Carl.
Carl, he sees all this stuff. He doesn't want, he wants everyone to start working all day to make more bricks. He sees pastas going all over. He's just sitting there. There's something going on here that's what we're missing. That what's Paro letting all this stuff happen?
There are 600, there are millions of Yidden. There are millions of Yidden. And Paro is one person. What do you mean, why was he letting it happen? Do you think, I mean, Pashto, do you think that Paro...
Russia's a Russia. Hitler didn't, like, he said, oh, these people I won't touch. I'm going to let Shevet Levy not work.
He did. He let Shevet Levy not work.
Why? Does that make any sense?
Yeah, because he realized that they need a religious factor.
Is that how Russia thinks?
I don't know. I wasn't there. You'll have to talk to Paro himself. You can get him a message, an email. Maybe he'll respond to you. Yes.
Could we see that we haven't proved that the Bill Moritz, the marriage guidelines, haven't seen as well?
I can hear his question.
Yeah, I don't know if you can prove anything from here. I'm just going to wait.
Can I have you a question?
Yes.
Shmos Rabbah, who is the Maharchu? Maharchu to Shmos Rabbah. He says this thing was she came young, disagreed before Yocheved gave birth to Miriam and Aaron, when Yocheved was about 124 years old. Why would it seem like...
But he's not learning the way I said it. I was learning.
Why would it happen? Why did she get young then? What would be the point of her?
Because Miriam had to be born and Aaron had to be born. I mean, they also happen to be important people in the history of the Jewish nation. Rashi.
Amram was under the impression that the experiment that Paro did was forever. He was going to wipe out the...
Well, isn't that what Paro was trying to do?
No, I was wondering, well, Paro knew that there would be an end date. When his espouses told Moses that...
Again, let's step back. When he said, Kalabed Ayurid Ayurid Teshlechu, that did not have an end date. That was before his stargazers told him that today he's being born. That was to get rid of all Jews, period.
Had nothing to do with Moshe?
No. When he said, kill the midwife, when he told the midwives to kill the babies, did that have anything to do with Moshe?
I thought it was.
No. There is a medrash. Again, you can always bring me that medrash that seems to say that Paro was worried about Moshe earlier. The Pashtas, if you read the Psukim, he was worried about Klal Yisrael. Too many Jews. We're going to get and eradicate Jews. And the way we're going to eradicate Jews is kill the boys.
And that would be forever, and it wouldn't be forever,
because if you eradicate the Jews, there are no Jews. Exactly.
He wanted to get rid of all of B'nai Yisrael.
All males of B'nai Yisrael.
Which son of Levi was the father of Yocheved?
Levi.
Levi himself?
Levi, Bas Levi.
Oh, I thought it was one of Gershon.
No.
Okay.
He was a sister to Gershon Kasimbrari. Amram married his aunt, which, by the way, is an Issa D'Oraisa. But it's before Matan Torah. Yes.
Forgive me. You can shut me down if I get to. As a historical note, the idea of eliminating all the males, control a slave population, the greatest slavers in the history of the world were the Muslims. Yet, if you notice, there are no black people living in Iran, stuff like that. The reason is that every time the Muslims took their many millions of slaves, they castrated all the males.
Okay, and again, you're right, maybe. Again, I wasn't there, I'm just reading a Gemara. Talk to Gemara by term. Frank to Gemara by Tari now. Again, I made this disclaimer yesterday. The Gemara is not like all the things you learned when you learned Parsha. The Gemara is different. It's a Chazal. There are Chazals that before she had Parsha learned like, including Rashi. And then there's the Gemara. Atari Isha Matelet Bain. Frank the Gemara Vahavis Vahavir Beiklasi Yarchim Yikara. Yocheved was pregnant already 3 months before Amram took her back. Because she gave birth, it says, Vatitzvenei Yishloishi Yarchim. That means she had the baby at 9 months, Chazal learned, this Gemara. And she had it 6 months after he took her back. That means, obviously, she had been pregnant 3 months before. Because if not, you can't have 9 months. And the pasuk says, Vatara Isha, Vatelet Bein. Mashma, she became pregnant after he took her back. And here it's a raya that she was already pregnant before he took her back. By the way, when she was 130, before he took her back. And for the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yehuda bar Zivna, Makish Ledasa Le'erasa, 100% true, Zok the Gemara. She became pregnant before he took her back. But the Torah is trying to teach me something about Yecheved. Mahay Rasa Shlai Betzar, becoming pregnant is not painful for a woman. Af Ledasa Shlai Betzar. When she gave birth, you didn't have any pain of childbirth. Mikan, what is the purpose of the Torah telling me this? Nashim Tzitkanias, Shlohai Bepeske Shochava. Righteous women are not included in the Klal of Chava. How does he translate Piska?
Verdict.
And therefore, the Pasuk goes out of its way to tell me her leidah was painless. That's all. A fact. Rashi. Dr. Rashi. Let's go back.
Because of that whole choices that speaks about a lady makes a shmua.
A regular lady. A regular lady, it's a Gemara, not a crisis. Bas Meir Shleishim, Kedavavash Vazel, Shinoldim Yudasim Lemitzrayim. She got burned when she was born when they came in. She saw Amdu Shem Yehichu Chana. Yidin were there for 210 years. And when Shemayilat Maishel and Isaku Lepay Shana. And from when Maisha was born, they only stayed 80 years. So they'll live in Maisha Meshmayim Shana. Bedamra Maparoi. Vaisi Shana Yatsu. And that year they left. Nimtu Shavrum Yudasim Achinel and Maisha Kuflava Chana. Past 130 years. When Hammer took her back, Krahaisim embarrassed me, Maisha. Rashi speaking up, the Gemara is going to say. Can I mean, over come on, Bishmait? Damer Abchama be a Schneichman, Baba Basra. Do you have it? The prophet Shiraz of Mitzrayim, I'll say, Maisha Shiv Chosarachas. You count the people that come into Mitzrayim, it's 69. But Chlolam, however, when the Torah makes a number, I'll tell you, Rabba Mitzrayim Shivim. How do you get 70? He was born as they entered. She's number 70. Simani Naris. Chazruli Me'alumel. She went back to her youth. Vayrachinashim. She had periods. Vatayr upon him. She looked young. Pashtalakamatim. The folds of her body, the wrinkles, all straightened out. Frank Yavis Mikara. Yavis Mikara. Babavet Lashim Mikara. Kadim Kamada Hadra Kalakaman. Magish Leidasle. Nichtav Haroyin Zeb. The reason it says pregnancy is a lidrish kach to darshan this. The piske shochava, the gzar din shalom, ushtar gzeris kililasa. It's like a star was written. There was no actual star. But as if a star was written, they called the tzavoin of pain, virayan, and pregnancy. In fact, she'll have to be pregnant for 9 months, carry the baby, and have painful childbirth. Yecheved was absolved from that. She was pregnant for 9 months, but there was no pain. Dr. Gemara Weiter. She thought the baby, he was good. What does that mean, she tried to? Tanya Ramey Reimer, Taif Shmai. She named him Taif. Kitaivu, that's the name, his name. She saw him, and she named him Taif. If you remember Taif Yashmai, name was Taif Yab. Added a hate to the name. The Mechem Yahimer Hoggle Navias. She said, this child has the ability to be a Navi. The Trashi, Rasa Baruch HaKadosh, Shasid Li Yisrael LeNevuah. She saw Baruch HaKadosh that this child is going to have prophecy. Acherim Aimrim, Nadli Kishubal. Acherim say that she gave birth, he was born with a bris milah, meaning he's tithe. His arla is off. Now he might need a tavas dambris, might not need a tavas dambris, Chloikas Mesech to Shabbos, that's not our sugya here. He was no. It shows that there's a certain completeness to him. He's above and beyond. And therefore, she said, Taif, he must be good. Now, I just want to point out that Acherim is usually Remeir. That's Taisus' problem. Acherim is Remeir, and here's Acherim different than Remeir. So Taisus at the end of the day says, Remeir changed his mind. When he was young, he said the name was Taif. When he got older, he decided that it means Nailud Mo. Changed his mind, Imshat. Achamim Maimrim, When Moshe was born, the house lit up. And therefore, she said, Taiv. Period. She hid it for 3 months. Why? How did she hide it for 3 months? The government countdown to when they're going to have a baby started the day he took her back, because she wasn't visibly pregnant beforehand. They heard there's a wedding in town, so they're going to watch the kala now to see 9 months later she has a baby. However, she was already pregnant 3 months, so she gave birth at 6 months, but the Mitzvah weren't searching for him yet. So therefore, she had 3 months apiece. Nobody was looking for the baby. That's not like Rashi and Chumash that says he was born at 6 months. That's why I pointed out at the beginning that the Gemara is the Gemara. The Gemara is not bound. Rashi got it from the Chazal. He didn't make it up. But that's not the Gemara's shot. Why Rashi picked that shot over the Gemara's shot, I don't know. But this is what the Gemara said. That's why I issued the disclaimer that I didn't want people telling me, but Rashi. I know Rashi. But the Gemara says this way. It's Chazal. They're both Chazal. There's different machlokes. There's machlokes. There's two opinions to what happened.
Chazal is the time of the Gemara, right?
Chazal is Medrash. Chazal is Gemara.
You're tracking everything. It seems like they have records and tracking everything.
Exactly. You can still hide a baby. You know, soldiers come doesn't mean they find them. Dr. Gemara, El Kohechid Abishamim Mitzrayim, the Mitzrayim Yenuka, Mamti Yenuka Hassam, Kohechid Lishminu Ma'avi, I don't know how to pronounce that word, Ma'avi Ma'oya, I'm not sure. Basically, the Mitzvah had a tactic. They brought babies along to the search, and the babies cried. And when babies cry, other babies cry along. And therefore, the way they searched is, they walked in with babies, and they made the babies cry. And wherever mom hit her baby, the baby started crying, and there went the hiding place. So therefore, they were able to, she couldn't hide them anymore. Because they were able to get it. That's why it's written. It says that the yam captured the little foxen, meaning that even the young Mitzrim were involved in the murder of Kal Yisrael, in catching the baby. Rashi. Took Rashi, Amai Titzman of it, but Titzman of Shalashi Yerachim. This is how we know it, because it says she was able to hide in 3 months. Kids cry when they hear another kid crying. The Basco tells the water of the sea. Gab those little foxes. They were hurting the vineyard. These kids were involved in hurting Jews. They were also involved in hurting Jews. Yom Sof. We're going through the parsha now. She took a teva, which is a box, made out of gaima wood. Maishna gaima. Why gaima? They're stronger wood. Why did she pick the gaima wood? Mikan. The tzadikim shemabayinam chav v'leim yaisim yigufam. That tzadikim value money. Meaning, they don't spend extra money than necessary. Gaima was an adequate protection. That's all she needed. Why should she spend for a more expensive wood? Why kol kach lama? Let me just finish the line. The kol kach lama, v'shein paishn mizein begezel. Because tzaddikim don't take other people's money, and therefore their money is valuable to them. Now they spend what they need, they don't waste it. And to her, anything more than Gaima would, but it wouldn't waste the money. There was no need for it. Yes, Dr. Hirsch.
No, would
it
be more protected in a stronger box? More likely
that it's going to
survive?
The next one is another Mandiyamar. I think they're trying to assist us a good job of protection, all that's necessary. What I'm trying to say is, there's no better protection than Gaima. Gaima does the same job as everything else.
Not really, because if you're in a foreign environment at war like this, a more sturdy boat is going to get better than a
wicker
boat.
Again, if that's what she's saying, I wasn't there.
I wasn't there either.
Okay,
you
can't say
that a little raft versus a stronger thing is going to be more.
But she wasn't building an ocean liner for him, you know what I mean? She wasn't being put in an ocean liner.
A picnic basket is a little canoe.
It wasn't a picnic basket.
It's a goma wood, whatever this wood is.
Yeah, Gaima wood. It's just not as strong as other wood. That doesn't mean it's not strong. It doesn't mean it's blowing, it's just blowing away in the wind. It just wasn't necessary to spend more. Listen, a car, you can buy a Mercedes, and you can buy a car that will do the same job without being a Mercedes. I was going to say Honda, because I have a Honda. Rashi? Shechav alei mabayinim shadavim mu'atim. This sheet holds that he would have been better protected with the other one. But this was good protection. Lighter. Gaima was the best protection. Stronger wood has a mila, it's stronger. But at the same time, it doesn't bend. There's no flexibility, no give and take. So sometimes it ends up being chsard, which it cracks.
It'll rock.
The gaima has that flexibility. Sometimes that's better than the tough one.
Right.
It's a midas also. To be flexible is a much healthier midas than to stand there strong. Even though when you stand there strong, you might be able to accomplish things that the flexible person can't. But when you hit a rock, the flexible person is flexible, and the guy who's not flexible breaks. Rashi. When it goes with strength, niskab heaven hits a stone. I'm reading the Bach. When nishav and nishmer breaks, niskab and esakel acharevs hits and then bounces back. It's flexible. We'll continue Mitzvah tomorrow, and everybody should have a wonderful day.